experience.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We are welcoming you to the special broadcast of Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Conference that started on the 8th. It is going through the 12th of August, which is tomorrow, Sunday. What you're about to hear is continuous broadcast of God's messengers bringing the Word of God with power, signs following. So stay tuned. Do not touch that dial because we want you to be blessed.
One thing you need to understand about the God we serve is God is a God of secrets. And when the secrets are revealed to you, He puts you in charge. It is the secret of God that become the security of men. The secret of God makes you to be outstanding on the earth. The Bible says, the secret of God are with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. He says, secret things belong to God. He said, those that are revealed belong to us and for our children. Now watch this. That is Deuteronomy 29:29. God is a God of secrets. But God's secrets are open secrets. When you discover it, you'll be operating at the level of supernatural. Somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Can you just imagine? The secret of God was revealed to Daniel by night. And he was able to understand and interpret the dream of the king and the interpretation. There is no man that have access to God's secret and their life remain the same. So today, as the secret of God is being revealed to you, your status will change. I said, your expectations shall be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are called to reign on the earth, not as slaves. We are called to dominate on the earth because we are heaven's agents on this earth. I was looking into God's word and I discovered that the Bible says we are diplomats representing a foreign kingdom. Representing our kingdom in a foreign land. And everything that is needed to support us is already given to us because we are not serving an irresponsible government. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 20, the Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ. And ambassadors represent the nation in a foreign country. And his own country is responsible for everything. That is why Jesus Christ was saying, he said, you don't need to be careful about all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all them, all these things. And is able to supply everything. So you are sent here to reign and you are divinely packaged. Hey. The same material that make God makes you. Same material. Don't let religion tell you, but we are dust. The moment you are born again, you are no more a dust. You're already made in Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, he said, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are created not in dust, but created in Christ Jesus. So that means the same material that make God makes you. So you are packaged to succeed. You are packaged to dominate. Bible says we are made in the image and likeness of God. Now listen to this. After God and our Lord Jesus Christ, you and I are the only being that is anointed, given the authority over demons, principalities, and the forces of darkness. We are the one that is called to make a decree. Bible says, and ye shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Because we are kings. And kings don't beg. Come on, talk to me. I don't care what they told you. I'm telling you the news from heaven. Kings don't beg. Majority of believers don't know themselves, so they take information from a wrong source. And they behave like Pharisees and Sadducees. Because it's a popular saying does not mean it's the truth. Come on, talk to me, church. We are kings. We rule by decree. We don't beg. But when a king don't know his position, the enemy will tell you who you are not. Kings don't curse. You know the reason you curse? You've forgotten about you. Kings don't curse. Talk to me now. I was looking at the Queen of England the other time. And I was just looking at this woman. It was not the clothes she put on. No. I've seen people that are more gorgeously dressed than that. It is the position she was occupying. You will never see a queen or a king shouting. Kings don't raise their voice. The moment you started raising your voice, you retired from your position. Yeah. Now, you know the reason kings don't shout? That if she speaks quietly, you still have to obey. I don't know whether you're hearing this. They mind the way they go out. You will never see a king put pants here. Never. But it's a fashion. No, king will never do that. Because he will look at the way he looks before he gets out. Because he's portrayed the image of his kingdom. Kings don't sleep around. I'm getting into it. Because he's free does not mean you should get inside. They don't do that. Because they know the quality of their position. Talk to me, church. And the Bible says we are kings and we are priests and we are to reign on the earth. Can somebody say amen? Say a better amen. If you don't understand the teaching of Jesus, you will continue to live your life as a Pharisee and as a Sadducee. And thinking, after all, I'm religious. It doesn't work like that here. No. You are the planting of the Lord. That's what the scripture says. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. He said, you are the later passage, he said, you are the planting of the Lord that he might be glorified. You are the planting of the Lord. You are a seed of God Almighty planted on the earth with the intention that you should take over. You are not supposed to be a local champion. If you are a local champion, something is wrong with you. I'm going somewhere. Just follow me. There are so many local champions around town. The moment they have a small house that they call a new house, everybody have to go into hiding. They are terrorists. When they have small change in their account, everybody have to keep quiet. Local champion, I call them. Talk to me. If you are still here, can I hear you say amen? Can I show you the truth this morning? Because the way you are talking, you are looking at me, you are getting too quiet. And I've not started. I'm still going to talk to you. Because you see, if we are going to see this flourishing anointing, there must be repairs. Watch this. The Bible told us in the book of Matthew, chapter number 13. Are you see there? And he said in verse 31 and 32, glory to God. He said, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed. Now, I have seen a mustard seed before. Miriam, you remember the mustard seed we used to carry around? You still have it? Somewhere, he used to carry mustard seed. This time I mentioned mustard seed, he brings one. Now, the mustard seed is so small that you can put about 200 to 250 of them on your fingertips, and yet you can accommodate it. And the Bible says, it's like a grain of a mustard seed which a man took and he sowed it in his field. Come on, see what happened after that. Verse 32. He said, He said, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now, I didn't say that. Jesus said it. He said, the kingdom that I came to represent is like a grain of a mustard seed that everybody in the kingdom supposed to get into a place and take over. When they start, it looks as if they are not important. But watch it. They're going to grow to an extent you can't stop them. Come and talk to me if you are still with me. Can somebody say amen? I said, can you say amen? You are the seed of God, with the intention of taking over, ruling over, and many people are supposed to take their refuge under you. Ah, Bishop, but nobody knows me. It's not important. Just watch it. Something is about to happen. I said something is about to happen to you. So you're supposed to break forth. You're supposed to break through on every side, because the power, the gene is with you, inside of you, delivered on the time you are born again. So the moment you got here, everything is in place. Come on, say amen. Now watch this. Your dominion, your greatness is not in the church. It's outside there. What I've discovered over the years is that people got born again and they want to dominate in church. Light don't shine in the midst of light. Light only shine in the midst of darkness. So people come to church, they are angry because somebody is not looking at them the way they want. When I got there, he looked at me, he looked down on me. If you are not down, nobody look down. Some of us need to wake up and have better self-image of ourselves. And because of the way somebody look at me, the person stopped coming. You know what happened? The enemy set that person up. He knows you must be equipped for your light to shine. So he cut you off from the place of getting more information for your light to shine. Offenses is not of God. It's from hell. So people come to church with intention to dominate. No. Your light supposed to shine where darkness is. You are supposed to go to the marketplace and begin to excel in everything you lay your hands upon. And people say, what kind of light is this? Listen to this. We have different lights in this house right now. But this one doesn't make this one to show the way it's supposed to. Put all this light off and you will see that this one is differently different. The only way to be different is in the world, not in church. So relax. Don't come to church to oppress. You miss road already. I think I'm talking to somebody right now. They don't talk to me when in that church. You have complex problem. Wake up. Lift up your head. He said in Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3, he said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I made thy enemies, what? Thy footstool.
If you're just tuning in, this is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We are certainly inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow. You know, we're in our anniversary. This is the 11th year CREPA anniversary, and we are celebrating. We are worshiping God. We have great anointed men and women of God that has been bringing the word with power all week. We've seen the move of God. We've seen the supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. And we want you all to come out and be a part of that. Now, this Sunday, we're only having one service. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you from coming out. Just give us a call and we'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, I'm telling you, we've been experiencing the move of God in this anniversary. And tomorrow is the finale. You're going to want to come out and be a part of that. Now, I know you want something to change in your life. And the prophetic word has come straight from the throne that God is about to do a new thing in our lives. So you need to come out. Now, Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. The New Living Translation says, for I am about to do something now. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. If your life, if your situation is a dry wasteland, God is prepared right now to make a river in that dry wasteland. You need to come out and position yourself to receive this blessing. Position yourself to receive the deliverance. Position yourself to receive the power working, the wonder working power of the Holy Spirit. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway.
Thank you, Sister Jen. We're going to continue with our special broadcast right now. We're going to join another speaker. He is Dr. Jeff Barker. And so, enjoy the message.
Is made by seed. Everything. You were made by seed. Plants were made by seed. Animals made by seed. Trees. Everything. God says, my ways are not your ways. My ways are seed. Come on, somebody. He says that it may bring seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word. How many know his word is seed?
That's right.
He said, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says your way of doing it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. He said my way of doing it is seed. Mm-hmm. My way of doing it is the seed of the word. When you hear the word of God, it is guiding you higher. It is bringing you to a higher level of thinking. It's bringing you to a higher level of revelation. God is about to reveal the reason you were born. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
He's about to show you some things that you couldn't possibly have known, but He knows it, and He's about to speak it into your life. When He speaks, you're in the right place at the right time. When He speaks, you're blessed. When you speak, you miss it. But when God speaks, you're about to go higher. God's about to show you something. He's about to speak it, and He's about to put those words in your mouth. And you're about to advance. And that word will not return void. Hallelujah. It will happen. It will happen. All things are possible.
Amen.
And it's about to come to pass. Hallelujah. Turn with me to John chapter 14. And listen, this is so good. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And let's go down here to verse 10. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, He does the works. Now, how many know that Jesus, when He came to this earth, He only did what His Father said for Him to do?
Right.
He might have gone to a fountain, and there was five people there that needed a miracle, and He went to one of them and performed the miracle. Why? Because He was waiting on God to speak on what He should do. God the Father told Him what to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He never did anything on His own. He only did what His Father told Him to do.
Yes, sir.
And then when He spoke that word, miracles happened. Hallelujah. Lazarus was in the grave. Jesus looked up to the Father, and He waited on hearing from the Father. And when He had heard the Father, He said, Lazarus, come forth. And those words of the Father were put into Jesus' mouth. Hallelujah. And Jesus only did what He heard the Father say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it gets good. Amen. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. The mirror. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works. Everybody say greater works.
Greater works.
He said, greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. Now, verse 13, I tell you what, I want you to hear. Verse 13 says, and whatsoever you shall ask in
my name.
That's Jesus.
Yes.
It says, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. I want you to know something. It's no longer the Father doing it. It's Jesus doing it, because all things are finished in His blood, and He is on the throne. Come on, somebody. And He says, greater works shall you do. That's what it said. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the Word of God. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
How many know the New Covenant, the New Testament, is the New Testament in His blood?
Yes, sir.
It is finished.
Yes.
And the reason we will do greater works is because we're not waiting on the Father to speak. It's already written. Come on, somebody. The Word of the living God is already right there in your lap. It's called the Bible. When you take the Word of Jesus, you take the Word of the Lord and you put it in your mouth, nothing shall be impossible. Come on, somebody. Why do we do greater works? Because we've got a word for everything that we need. Hallelujah. We're about to move to another level. We're about to see some things Jesus couldn't do because he waited on the Father's word. But we're not waiting on anything. We've got the word of the living God. Hallelujah. We're about to use that word. We're about to rise up in that word. We're about to speak the word of the living God. The words that are in his book. Faith cometh by hearing. And by hearing the word, that word there is rhema. It means spoken word. When you hear a word from the scripture, it becomes a rhema word, or literally, Jesus is speaking to you. Hallelujah. When Jesus is speaking to you about the word of God, when he is speaking, by his stripes you were healed. If you put those words in your mouth, come on somebody, it will not return to you void, but it will do that which it says. Hallelujah. Every word, greater words. Come on, somebody shout greater words.
Greater words.
We're about to go to the mountaintops and shout greater words.
Greater.
We're about to move to another level because God's about to show you everything you possibly could ever want is in the word of God. Every precious promise, everything. Oh, my. There are some things that are about to be revealed to you even this night. There are things that are going to pour out on you from faith to faith this week. You're about to move into some things, and all things are possible. Come on. Nothing shall be impossible to you. 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 Whatever you're believing for, whatever you are looking at, it shall not be impossible to you. Woo, hallelujah. I tell you what, I've owned some beautiful cars, but I always saw them before I got them. Come on, somebody. I had a guy call me up one time. He said, you need a car. I said, well, yeah. I said, my Cadillac. I mean, no, Cadillac, when I got that Cadillac, oh, it was beautiful.
Yes,
that Cadillac, oh, there was more chrome on that. Oh, it shined. I walked by it, I couldn't see myself in that. It was beautiful. But how many know it got to a point where there was a cloud that went before me?
Mm-hmm.
And a cloud that went behind me. Because it was the exhaust of that Cadillac. Come on, sir. I mean, you know, you can have a beautiful car, but it someday it's going to be an old car. Come on.
Oh, yes.
This guy calls me up and he says, do you need a car? Well, my car, the motor had just blown up the day before. He said, you need a car. I said, well, actually, I said, yeah. I said, my car just blew up. He said, well, I had a dream last night. Come on, somebody. There's somebody having a dream on your behalf right now. There's somebody having a dream. There's a dream in someone's heart right now from this church. Come on, somebody. There's a dream that's about to be released. Guy calls me up. He says, the Lord told me I'm supposed to detail my car and give it to you.
Wow. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly wants to invite you to the last day of the convention tomorrow, August 12th, starting at 10 a.m. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly only has one service tomorrow. Bring all your friends and family to the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly 11th Annual Convention. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call 904-646-8210.
We pray peace.
Oh,
in this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of painting.
this time of Haiti.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
In this time of killing.
The joy of the Lord.
Send your joy, God.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
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 It's God's protection. Let's say it again, y'all. Come on.
We pray peace.
We pray peace.
In this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
For you and your family.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
When we pray Goshen. We're praying protection.
Almighty.
Oh.
God's protection for you.
May he protect you.
You shall live in the land.
That's the scripture.
There you will be near me.
There you will be near me.
Your children and children.
Your children.
Have everything.
Oh.
You shall live in the land.
Living in Goshen.
There you will be near me.
There you will be near me.
Your family and God's again.
God says your family. Everything they need.
Everything you
come on,
need.
Y'all. Take it up.
The hand of the Lord.
Oh, the hand of the Lord.
Rest upon you.
May he rest, rest.
His grace and mercy.
His grace and mercy.
Always around.
Let it always surround you.
Supernatural discernment.
Supernatural discernment. When you come and when you go.
For you and your family.
God's divine protection.
God's divine protection.
We're praying Goshen.
Goshen.
God's protection for the world. Hey,
God's
when you go.
You.
Now, put your hands together.
Nothing scattered. Nothing broken. Nothing missing.
Hey!
We pray
Goshen. Come on, say
Goshen.
Say Goshen.
You're just tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We are certainly inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow. You know, we're in our anniversary. This is the 11th year CREPA anniversary, and we are celebrating. We are worshiping God. We have great anointed men and women of God that has been bringing the word with power all week. We've seen the move of God. We've seen the supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. And we want you all to come out and be a part of that. Now, this Sunday, we're only having one service. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you from coming out. Just give us a call and we'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 210. Now, I'm telling you, we've been experiencing the move of God in this anniversary. And tomorrow is the finale. You're going to want to come out and be a part of that. Now, I know you want something to change in your life. And the prophetic word has come straight from the throne that God is about to do a new thing in our lives. So you need to come out. Now, Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." The New Living Translation says, "For I am about to do something now. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." If your life, if your situation is a dry wasteland, God is prepared right now to make a river in that dry wasteland. You need to come out and position yourself to receive this blessing. Position yourself to receive the deliverance. Position yourself to receive the power working, the wonder working power of the Holy Spirit. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway.
Thank you, Sister Jan. If you just tuned in, this is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, and you're listening to a special broadcast from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly 11th year conference that is currently going on. So we're going to take you right into the conference right now. Please, don't touch that dial. Stay and be blessed. Thank you.
Let me celebrate the worship team. Thank you so much. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, if you are ready for the word tonight, look at somebody beside you. Come and say, "I'm ready." Oh my. The way you talk, you are disappointing me already. Look at somebody, come and say, "I'm ready." Come and say, "God, speak to me, and I will hear." Come and say, "I have an hearing here, and I have an understanding heart. I have the revelation knowledge, and I'm moving forward. This month of my breakthrough, I'm breaking forth to the right, to the left. Nothing will hinder me in Jesus' name." Say a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The book of Ephesians is the map to the promised land. And I know a lot of us that used to use the GPS, most especially Waze, when you are going somewhere. You won't just say because you don't like the exit or you don't like the way Waze is speaking, you won't follow. If you don't follow that direction, you end yourself where you don't want to go. True of us. Now, the map to the promised land is the book of Ephesians. It's like the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. Now, no matter what you know about the scripture, if you don't understand the book of Ephesians, you can be a believer and still be suffering. Because it will show you how to live in every area of your life. So we've been dealing with the book of Ephesians. We are now in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. And we'll start from verse 11 tonight because we've cleared from verse 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11. The Bible says, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things." Now that scripture shows us that in the New Testament, things have changed. We are not a slave anymore. We are not a victim anymore. We are not disadvantaged anymore, because something happened. Jesus Christ descended first. Now, when he descended, he didn't just go there to go and announce that he is God. He descended first so that he can disarm the devil. Now, when he descended, the Bible says, I knew this because the Bible says, "For as much children are partakers of flesh and blood, himself took part of the same, that through death descend them first. He destroyed he that had the power of death, that is the devil." Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. When he descended,
Satan was stripped naked. Now listen to this. If Satan is tormenting you, it's an insult on your redemption. Now many times, it's not the devil that is tormenting a believer. It's his mind. It's an unrenewed mind that is putting you in bondage, not the devil. And devil is taking advantage of that ignorance to afflict a believer. Because the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now watch this. The Bible says, he descended first. He took care of the enemy of our destiny. Stripped him naked. And made him a nonsense. Watch this. The most powerful power in the hand of the devil was death. I don't know whether you are hearing what I'm talking about. When he made people sick, it's just so that he can kill them. When he made people have an accident, it's so that they can kill them. When he put fear, depression in the life of people, it's so that he can kill them. Now, he used to have it. The Bible says when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he took the power of death out of the hand of the devil. Devil don't have any power to kill a believer anymore. You know how I know that? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 was saying something from verse 57 downward. It said, death, where is thy sting? Is that right? He said, grave, where is that what? Where is the victory? Where is it? He said, verse 58, let's go. He said, oh death, where is thy sting? What's going on with somebody here? You gave it to me and you took it off again. He said, oh grave, what? Where is thy victory? And verse 57 says, he said, thanks be unto God who has given us what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Satan don't have the sting to kill anymore. Now when Jesus Christ was asking that question prophetically, and he said, death, where is thy sting? Let me tell you, if Satan still had the power, he will reply him. You don't know what I'm talking about. The guy is not a patient person at all. He said, Jesus Christ, shut up. I still got it. So why are people dying? You better listen tonight. Because you are not supposed to die, you're supposed to sleep. Satan is not supposed to kill you, you're supposed to die when your assignment is over. Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let us flow. Now, he said here, he descended first, took the power of the enemy, stripped him naked, and now, when he rose from the dead, he filled all things. All things. That means, no matter where you are now, Jesus is there. As long as he's still here, walking on the streets of Jerusalem, Jesus was limited to Israel. Until he died and he rose from the dead, the Bible said that he might fill all things. Ephesians chapter number 4 verse 10. He filled all things. So, if Jesus Christ is in your car, you are not supposed to have an accident. If Jesus Christ is in your house, you are not supposed to be depressed and lack anything good. If Jesus Christ is in your body, then the body is secured. Because now, he didn't just fill the church. Come on, talk to me. He didn't just fill Jerusalem. He's now filling what? All things. Now watch this. I remember, I was looking into the book of Revelation. In chapter number 1, verse 18 and 19. And Jesus Christ was speaking after he rose from the dead by his power and his glory. And he said this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. He said, I am he that liveth. And I was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and what? And of Hades. In other words, I have the right to lock somebody up and lose him. Whosoever is holding the key is in charge. The good news is, in the new covenant, Jesus don't need the key. You don't get that. Can I have a key there? Now, watch this. This is what he said. I have the key of death and hate. Now, when he was speaking the book of Revelation, it was a confirmation of a prophetic word he spoke in Matthew 16. In Matthew 16, he spoke prophetically and he told Peter, he said, Peter, you are Peter. He said, and I will give unto you the key. Now, when he was saying, I will, that's in the future. Is that right? I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. It was prophetic. When he rose from the dead, now he got the key. Now, who do you think he will hand the key over to? He will hand it over to the church that God told Peter to build for him. So, if death kill you, you submitted yourself to it. You are not supposed to. He will come with fear. He will come with threats. He will use something around you to convince you. It's your responsibility to say no. Is somebody there? Because death don't feel all things. Jesus filled all things. Now, let's quickly go back. Now, I'm giving him the key back. Now, watch this. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 11. Now, let that go. The Bible now says, the fact that he filled all things does not mean that everybody in the body of Christ will enjoy this dominion. Because they must be impacted. They must be taught how to use what he put inside of them. Do you know that the problem we have in the body of Christ is not because all what we are looking for is not yet provided? It's because we don't know how to use them. Because people have not been taught how to use the skill that is inside them. And let me tell you, handing over the gun to you is not as good as teaching you how to shoot it. Majority of us in the body of Christ, we are carrying the guns against our enemies, against sickness, disease, and affliction. And yet, we don't know how to use them. So, the enemy is taking advantage of that because we don't know. So, God knew situation like that will happen. See, it's this smart, wise God. And he gave unto them. What? He gave some what? Apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, I will not have enough time to explain each one of them tonight, because these are ministry gifts given to the church so that Christ may fill all things. Oh, I don't know whether you are there. Ministering gifts of apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers are God's tools to walk the walk of God on the earth. There are things you will never know, no matter how more you think you are spiritual, until these people are present in your life. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost and the devil will be slapping you back from the center. Because these are put in the body by the owner of the body. Can you just imagine if my hand just said, I don't want to do anything with your leg. I just want to do everything with your head. Whew. I wish somebody is getting what I'm talking about. It's true, Jesus is the head. He's the head of the church. But the head needed the legs. You don't know how much important you are. in the body of Christ. That's why when you think you are, oh, after all, I'm connected to Jesus, you'll be connected to Jesus and you'll be suffering. Because you cannot know everything. He put the people to show you around you. He filled them with his presence and glory. Some are called apostles, some are called prophets, some are called teachers, evangelists, and pastors, so that you will come to a place of maturity. Let me go ahead of myself. Now, he said this in verse 12. Are you still with me? Because by the time you start neglecting the ministry gift that God has given to us in the body of Christ, you are neglecting the purpose of God for your life. You may not be able to get to the best God wants for you. It's like God wants you to get 100. You are in 10% and you think you have arrived. Watch this in verse 12. He said, I put this ministry gift in the body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints. Who are the saints? Talk to me. Who are the saints? Number, but you see, if it is the saints, why should they be perfected? They are already saints. That is where some people messed up. Is it God? We all have the Holy Spirit. You will suffer. Suffering will know you by name. How many of you are hearing what I'm talking about? Because, listen, you are not the one that died. And you are not the owner of the church. The owner of the church said, the only way I can make you fulfill what I have in mind, I put gifts around you. They are called the pastors, the prophets, the teachers, so that you can come to perfection. Now, listen to this. Don't be scared with the word perfection there. The word perfection there is talking about maturity. It's talking about being equipped. The original interpretation in the Greek means to be equipped, to be furnished. For the equipping, for the furnishing of the saints. To be trained. Now listen. The secret of Abraham was he spent time training the servants in his house. A servant that is not trained will be an hire killer. A weapon in the hand of an untrained soldier, you have turned that person to a dangerous person. Because he will kill himself and kill you. What is happening in the body of Christ for majority of believers is they are not trained and yet they want to go and face the battle. So when the battle of life comes, it weighs them down. They can't stand up because of arrogance and pride. I don't know why somebody is hearing what I'm talking about. If you are with me, can I hear you say amen? He said, for the perfecting of the saint, for the furnishing, for equipping the saint. Listen to this. We have inheritance, but our inheritance is delivered based upon our maturity. Some of us are not matured enough to handle what we are asking for. God, give me 1 million. He knows he will lose you forever, so he won't give you. You don't hear what I'm talking about? Because each time you have a race, you spend 2 weeks out of church. Until the money is finished, you come back. You don't hear what I'm talking about? Nobody can talk to you anymore. Because you have one extra change in your account. You come to church as if you are the Adonai of everybody. In fact, you are expecting, what's wrong now? Dr. Bishop, he knows I came in. Supposed to stand up. And God will just say, just maintain that status of $20 an hour till you die. Because I better keep you poor and make heaven than to be rich and go to hell. Bishop, you think that's true? I'll show you in the scriptures. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 4, verse 1, you'll be glad you came tonight. I said you'll be glad you came tonight. Okay. He said, now I say that the ear, you know who an ear is? Somebody that have all the right to the throne. Okay? As long as he is a child, differed nothing from a servant. Though he be Lord of all, he is the owner of everything. Everything you will ever need in your life, you have it in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Verse 2 says, he said, but he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. He's under what? Tutors and what? Governors. So that means inheritance needed training. God said, he must be. Now, you don't know why things have not changed. God still wants to have you.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly wants to invite you to the last day of the convention tomorrow, August 12th, starting at 10 a.m. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly only has one service tomorrow. Bring all your friends and family to the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly 11th Annual Convention. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call 904-646-8210.
If you're just tuning in, this is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We are certainly inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow. You know, we're in our anniversary. This is the 11th year CREPA anniversary, and we are celebrating. We are worshiping God. We have great anointed men and women of God that has been bringing the word with power all week. We've seen the move of God. We've seen the supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. And we want you all to come out and be a part of that. Now, this Sunday, we're only having one service. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you from coming out. Just give us a call and we'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, I'm telling you, we've been experiencing the move of God in this anniversary. And tomorrow is the finale. You're going to want to come out and be a part of that. Now, I know you want something to change in your life, and the prophetic word has come straight from the throne that God is about to do a new thing in our lives. So you need to come out. Now, Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. The New Living Translation says, for I am about to do something now. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. If your life, if your situation is a dry wasteland, God is prepared right now to make a river in that dry wasteland. You need to come out and position yourself to receive this blessing. Position yourself to receive the deliverance. Position yourself to receive the power working, the wonder working power of the Holy Spirit. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210.
8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.